Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
I want to download a special message I have entitled Restoration of Our Times.
Hallelujah.
Our text is from Acts chapter 3, verse 20-21. And he shall send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before.
Now, whom
heaven must receive until the times of restoration. Underline that. Of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. So God has an agenda before Jesus Christ comes again. The agenda of restoration is very important to God. He wants to restore that which the holy prophets have spoken since the beginning of the human race. Now, restoring something means that God gave something to us before, and then we lost it in the course of time. But he comes all by himself to give that thing he originally gave to us back again.
Hallelujah.
One of the important signs of the kingdom of God is restoration. This is the reason why Jesus Christ did a lot of physical healing when he brought about the kingdom of God. Now, in a kingdom system, restoration is more than getting back what you lost. In the book of Luke, the story of Zacchaeus, he said that, "And I will give to those I have cheated fourfold." I came with hope. I came to you with faith. I came to you with the precious word of the Lord. Where you have lost your hope, God is bringing hope to the people who are described as dust kings.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
There are some things that God is going to restore to us as the nation of God's king people.
Hallelujah. And no matter be what we are, we receive it. And no matter be how onyame san de bray e biom se ye ye e bi before.
One of the things that have been spoken by prophets, which God is going to restore to dark-skinned people everywhere, is our time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Acts chapter 17. The Bible says that God gave all nations of men two things. Let's look at verse 26. He has made from one blood or from one person every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the
earth,
and has determined their appointed
Hallelujah.
Time. That is number one. And number two, the boundaries of their dwellings. But I want you to note something. That both the land or the geographical territory God gave, and the pre-appointed time can be lost. So now we know that Israel is struggling with the Palestinians over a land, and that is a historic thing. They lose it and they gain it. It is the same with nations. There have been nations of men who have lost their geographical land. Sometimes they fight over it, they lose it, and then in the course of history, they get it back.
Now, you show Israel, man, how many Palestinians for Kwasa Sibihu? Over here, no more shrek. Over here, no more saying. San and Crofu Kuosu, a Tumiban, say, or Massas in a bedu baby, no more shrek. Now, for almost Sayas and I can be.
God can give us something.
When you bet you may be,
but it can still be lost to us.
Now, I bet you say, I bet you are sad.
It's not just the land. Also the time that he apportioned for us. It can be lost. So we know that Israel, when they were in Egypt, God promised them that they were going to be slaves for 400 years. But it ended up they spending 430 years in slavery. In fact, the last 30 years was more of a serious slavery than before. Can you imagine that? They lost time. You must understand that God is using the nation of Israel to teach us lessons, all of us, all people groups.
Now, when you put the Israel,
so when he saved them out of Egypt, God's original plan was that they go into the promised land in a matter of days. But it took them 40 years. They lost the pre-appointed time.
Now, when you put the trip on the set, now Obama Israel for a sanko woman chibium. Now, Nanka, and Nakumabi. Now, so almost Sandy, almost Nante, and Fiat Dianai, and Marin, now almost San Shreya, and Fiat Dianai, and Sawamudu Sarsasanoso.
The same thing happened during Jesus' time. God preordained that the people of Israel were going to enjoy the kingdom system of God. That was what God had preordained for them. But Jesus came and they did not receive him. The Bible says that he cried over Jerusalem and said that you don't know your time. You have missed your time. And now blindness has come over them. For many years, over 2,000 years, they are still blind. Even to the kingdom of God that they should enjoy. Now Gentiles are enjoying what was originally theirs. What I am saying to us that is that both the land that God gives to humans and the time he appoints humans can be lost to them.
Now me pasa oti asia se emre ene biya wanyami esesema nipekuo no omu tumishri Israel for shri womu omu kubebi dia no omu te emu omu ko pie mizri masase so sana Christo pie ya nena kwenye kupo niti mponi se anka John for sura himanu momu betimu de na su Bible se yesu ba yempo omu ahusa hini enu na abeng enti yesu kwa jina Jerusalem na osugu wa musu se Jerusalem mama ni mumre and it said ya utumi shri wasasia wanyami dia mawono umre nususu utumi shri.
Joel chapter 2 verse 25.
Joel timianu chichamwe dionu enum.
The prophet Joel prophesied a certain restoration.
Na ya papa Joel oshankombi fakwan se yebenya adie bibio.
Because God who knew all things knew that the time I appoint for men can be lost. And so he inspired the prophet Joel to give this prophecy. This is a prophecy for us, ladies and gentlemen.
Hallelujah.
In this end time, beginning from Acts chapter 2. Hallelujah.
Yeah, amen. Now when you come on one muse, when you pamba to me ashre nimre any baby awano, on man come shall jo well shall sound come way. Now said ya can was sumafun yumatimye no no. Yan so yamre a susse yenya sadian ebe.
This is one of the prophecies that God is going to restore before Jesus comes.
Now when you come shall when you come on Christo su ebema abemo ya brabom.
What does it say?
Now, as I'm not saying,
it says, so I will restore to you the years, underlying the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust.
Ah, what's it, Shah? May say about the mama Simone Mumio and fear and maybe one more to America, dear. One more, one more, we are from a dear. One more woman, many idea, a dear, and a more woman, you know, my idea, dear, mere ratty. Some ran up one every evening, I'm inside your mouth. You,
who are the people who took away the pre appointed time, which God says that I am going to restore it?
Now, why no more you, some ran up when you're cooking, she said, if you are fair when you're missing, may say, my money,
they were locusts. Swarming locusts, crawling locusts, consuming locusts, chewing locusts. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand that when Jesus Christ came, He came to fulfill Joel 2:25.
Hallelujah. Me pese wo ti ase se Yesu maya wo ba ye no. Oba be she sa sa nkom she, oba be she mu kina.
He fulfilled God restoring to humanity their pre-appointed time in two ways.
Na o Christo e ba be she ye ma ni aye shire ye no. Onam akwan huro mi enu
so
e be san de ade ma
ye. So now I'm going to speak to you about two inseparable ways through which God restores appointed time.
Enu tie na mi no be kasa fa kwa huro mienu a onyankopon ema emira ya shire ni yesa nya ne biom.
Two inseparable ways of managing your moment or managing your time.
E kwa huro mienu a eboma etumi ma wusiesie wo mre na wo gi esi ho biom.
One does not work without the other.
Enya de abaku ye adwuma a baku su nya adwuma ye adwuma
bo. We see all of them in our dearest Jesus.
Na ye hu sa de wa nyina e wo ye wura yesu mu.
Because he fulfilled Joel 2:20 about the restoration of years or time.
Na yeshe yesu abra bona sa Joel timi anu chiche mwadi anu mienu no sa nkwam shenu ebemu wa yesu brisu se oma yenya yemre ni biyo.
The first way that Jesus Christ restored to people group their time is through working miracles.
Na dia di kanya enam suma Christo ma yenya yemre biyo mu yebra wa yangwa ngadie.
The second way he restore time to us is through self-discipline. We see all this in Jesus. So when Jesus Christ came, He worked a lot of miracles. Let's talk a moment about miracles. Because miracles are things that wows us. They are things that surprises us in such a way that many times we don't see that the message in it is that I am saving you time.
Say yana wanwa dia bisia, eya na eya ya wanwa. Ni ye bia ye numu kasa bebre. Na mo ya na ye refi se wo Yakobon wa dia mra do na e ma ye wa.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I want us to understand as dark skinned people.
Na me pese ya ti ase se bibi man.
That God is restoring times to us through the working of miracles.
Hallelujah. When Yakobon dey amre ma ye se bibi for na ma wanwa dia onu nya me be ye so.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
God is still a God of miracles.
Hallelujah. Na wo nya me wa dia nam sa wanwa dia so.
Miracle is a saving of your time.
Na so wo nya me ya wanwa dia wa bra bo ma e ya mre no na wo twa so ama.
If you should use 6 months to get something and you get it in 4 months, it's a miracle.
Hallelujah. Sa wo se wo de busumi ensie nya dia na wo nya no wo busumi nan mu e ya wanwa dia.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Miracles come through believing.
Na anwanwade eba wo bra wo jide.
That there is a God who can cause things to happen.
Hallelujah. Wo benya jide se nyame bi wo hono ma, wo tumi ma nyome bi sisi.
Look at Joel 2 verse 23.
Adionu miensa.
Be glad then you children of Zion.
Wase ma waninyi Israel baba.
And rejoice in the Lord your God.
Na ma waninyi wo Nyankopon mu.
For he has given you the former rain faithfully.
Wase wa de ensuo dada na ma odeda.
In other words, in time past he gave you rain.
Na emra etwa mu no oto ensuo ma o.
He will cause the rain to come down for you.
Hallelujah. Obesaya ma ensuo na to ama ubio.
Please underline cause.
Wase cause ni twase ye.
God will cause the rain to come down for you.
Onyame bema ensuo no asan ato ama ubio.
Another one causing it.
Anya wo na wo ma na to.
Your thing is only to rejoice in the Lord.
Na wo dia ni sama wani nchi wo nyame mu.
Who gave you something in times past? The former rain. He gave you something originally.
Na odi kama ubibi ansa. Etima wani nchi wo sanya mi na odi kama ubibi nmu.
And you lost the former rain.
Na sade na odema wo no washire.
He says that in his zeal he will come upon the scene again and he will cause, not you causing it.
How receive it. Now I say, onu nyame na woto sansuo no. Onyame na nkasa de shugo bi besanya ba. Na wasanya tonsuo de ama. Enya wo na obema nsuo na.
Look at what he will cause that it happens to us in this end time.
Na shade a obema abem wo mia ye wi ye mrai mu.
He will give us the former rain.
Obesan de nsuo na man
eto ya na. And the latter rain.
Hallelujah. Ene nya ebesanya to bi omi.
Because in the kingdom arrangement, when God is restoring, he doesn't give you, I gave you former rain in the beginning of your life, now I'm going to give you the former rain. He says that no, I am going to make you better off. I am the one who is causing it in my zeal, and I'm going to make sure that I put it together. I'm going to give you double for your trouble.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's
King people that will
hear the word of the Lord. I came to tell you to have faith in the God who is in charge
Hallelujah.
Of the times
Hallelujah.
And the seasons. When the apostle said, I will you at this time restore the kingdom unto Israel. Jesus Christ said that it is not for you to know the times and the seasons
Hallelujah.
Which are in the authority of God.
Amen.
He is the God of the times and the seasons.
Hallelujah.
And he's going to make sure that you get trouble for
I receive it. Now, shall my young Nigeria when Yamia were to me, as she shall my dear Ashen will suck and be. And now, Israel, as you are for the Messiah, yes, to say, and now, so would they are hindering the Bamayana. What say, hey, and no to me, Musambe, no more one young couple to me, Musa, or no what the Baya Diamant, and it's a how now who Fremuno, Adiana was Shriano, when Yanko Pompe to Yama or Bamawanyano, Amana Bahuapa, who are fun or the Mawana Pamau, or the Biba. When I receive it,
we'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Some people say that we should tone down on believing in God. Because they said Japan, they never believe in Jesus, yet they have done well. China, they never believe in Jesus. When I say that, I'm talking in general terms. They have done well. The heathen West, they never believe in Jesus. But they have done well. And so some people are advocating that Africa, tone down your belief in God. No way.
Well, see, what's your Japan? What's your China? We are one of the ya yasi womu ni munyamio na suomo ya dia and it ya bibi mine yanga wanyankupon na yasu ya se China ni Japan for ya pesa motia si bibi di no way etra se enye chumama e bibi mine.
I came to prophesy to you that we are going to believe in the God of miracles.
Hallelujah.
The God of the times and the seasons.
Hallelujah.
We have faith in him.
Yes.
We believe that he will cause it.
He will
we
cause
believe
it.
That his zeal is
yes.
going to bring the kingdom of
yes.
God even to all nations of men.
Yes. Na nya dia ya be jai se ya dia re e she nyame mu ya re be wo wo nyame a wo tumi ya nwanwade a wo sesama dia yeye esa sesa nyame ne be ma ye nra no ene e be yeye ase anra ano ti ya bibi ma dia ya be kwaso a wo jidia mu ajisa nyame ya di.
I came to tell you
me baba ka chere
that the God of all grace
se wo nyankopon adoma she na ma no
the God of all grace
wo nyame adoma she na ma
after that you have suffered a while
emra wa bre ka kre
himself in his zeal.
He's
going to come upon the scene of your life.
Hallelujah.
And he's going to restore time to you.
I receive it. Now what the woman
by working miracles for you. Maybe you are listening to me. You say that the people of the world, they are wicked. They will not allow us to develop. Whether they don't fear God or they don't respect men, if only the Son of Man shall find faith upon the earth.
Hallelujah.
God is going to avenge us speedily.
Yes.
He's going to do it quickly. Because he knows that we have suffered for so long. After you have suffered a while, he is coming upon the scene.
Hallelujah.
He is going to complete us. is going to give us surety in our knowledge.
He
is going to repair dark skin people everywhere. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I remember John chapter
5.
There was this man who was lying by the pool of Bethesda. He has suffered for 38 years. When Jesus came upon the scene, he was restoring time to people through miracles. The Bible says that when he saw him lying down, I don't care whether you think that Africa is asleep or Africa is lying down. Jesus was about to restore to the man all the 38 years that he had lost. So he asked him, do you want to be made well? The man said, I have no man. When I am trying, at the time that the angel has come to stir the pool, my problem is time. My problem is time. I always lose time. Because whilst I am coming, another step before me, and jumps into the pool first. How sad this man's story was. It is not as if Africa, we have not made any effort. But the problem is time. Oh, when we are slowly trying to develop. Some people step ahead of us.
Oh, no,
and they get the miracle. But I came to tell you that Jesus has come.
Hallelujah.
In the zeal of God to restore unto us the years of Lord's harvest. So when Jesus heard his excuse, that nobody is helping me, nobody wants me to develop, nobody wants me to be healed, they want me to continue 39 years in this sickness, forever suffering. When Jesus understood his condition, he said unto him in his grace, get up,
sorry,
take up your bed and walk. The guy got up, took up his bed, and he was
walking. Hallelujah.
I came to bring the dark-skinned peoples of the world a message of hope.
But
continue to believe in the God of miracles. Continue to believe in Jesus, that he is the savior of the world. Don't be moved by some other people's success and then say that God is of no consequence, Jesus is of no consequence. Continue to believe in miracles.
Hallelujah. Men share binum abrabo nkase onyankopon hu hia kosora ji onyame a wosesa hyebrenidi.
But miracles do not work alone.
Na anwanwade anya nko na ye adwuma.
I came to tell you that there are two ways that you manage your time. Number one is believing in the God of miracles I've just spoken to you about. Number two is being self-disciplined. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Look at the book of Proverbs chapter 30 verse 27. And I'm gradually bringing my message to a close. Proverbs chapter 30 verse 27. You remember what took our pre-appointed time from us. They were all locusts. Chewing locusts. Swarming locusts. Whatever locust. Let's learn something about the locust.
Yes, sir.
And the locust is figuratively being used. It stands for other things that has robbed us of our due, our blessings, our information, our young people, our old people, our efforts, our harvest. Whatever thing, that is what the locust represents.
So who Bible must say Abebe Wawa? Echre Bibiara, Eji Yajene, Eji Yamabunu, Eji Yamre, Eji Yabibia, Echinaho, Edemasadian.
The locust took our time because they were self-disciplined.
Now Abebe Omoji Yamre is answer, Womudiwa Muhoso.
The Bible says that the locusts have no king. Yet they all advance in ranks. If you read Joel about the locusts, the Bible says that they shall not break their ranks.
But
the thing about locusts is that they have no king. In other words, they were self-motivated. They didn't have a king over them. But they were self-disciplined. That is how come they could take time from you. That is how come they could take your portion from you. And it is the same thing now, ladies and gentlemen. We must be self-disciplined. To be self-disciplined means that you stick to a regiment, whether you feel like it or not.
Say, I can't say the Wusua, a chess idea be a washishama, Wusa Woyano. So, who won't cut it yourself? Obey you, who you obey us.
You don't wait for other people to influence you.
Won't chime or be a catch or say,
if you know you must do something,
so when himself was so we be
don't waste the time.
Men Samaran,
God says, manage your time.
When you miss a woman and a shisha,
hallelujah,
praise the Lord.
Whether you have a king who is watching you or not.
The
thing about the locust
is that
it was so self-disciplined. Every one of the locusts, they look and focus within them. Because of that, they do things without supervision. This is what I want to leave for all dark skin people everywhere. Miracles are wonderful, but they don't work alone. Self-discipline is a way through which Jesus Christ restores time to us. When he came on earth, the Bible tells us in John chapter 17 verse 19 that for their sake I sanctify myself, that they also will be sanctified. Jesus did not have sin. So what was he sanctifying himself from? He had no sin. So why did he sanctify himself? What does it mean to sanctify yourself? Jesus did something for the sake of all of us. He said, I am self-disciplined. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I came to say to all believers everywhere, who are dark-skinned people, we have to be disciplined. Discipline with your time. Don't let the locust come and steal your time. Don't waste your time. If you have to do something well and you don't do it well, you are just consuming your time, because you will come back and redo that thing. We have to discipline ourselves. Whether people are watching us or not, if you know you have to do the right thing, whether your boss is watching you, there is no king. Whether your boss is there, whether somebody will assess you, whether it will impact your appraisal, you make sure you do the right thing, because you are focusing on within, not on without. Africa, if you look outside of you, you will not be encouraged to do the right thing.
Yeah.
But look within you.
Yeah.
The locust has no king.
Yeah.
Doesn't rely upon the external.
Yeah.
What people are doing, he is true to himself. Is it good for me not to take this? If it is good, I will not take it.
Now, the woman said, I was saying, I was just swallowing, young Cassayan. No, say, who said, and she saw a baby once a while, the papa. Yeah, the papa, and she woman, dear woman, catch on. I remember woman, your hine, no more dear woman, and no muchina should be called my name.
Hallelujah.
Praise
when Jesus Christ came, it was a mess all around him. But he wanted to demonstrate self-discipline. Doing the right thing at the right time, whether you feel like it or not. Sometimes you come across believers, they are believing God for a miracle, but there is no discipline in their
lives.
It doesn't go together. The spirit you have is a spirit of power.
Hallelujah. For
miracles. It's a spirit of discipline or sound mind. The same spirit. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I came to tell us enough of the loose talking. You promise and you know you will not fulfill the promise. Stop it. You say you are committed to something and you know you are not committed to it. Stop it. Let us be true to ourselves. Let us be like the locusts. We don't have anybody supervising us. But say to yourself, I will do the right thing. Because when you do the right thing, you are managing your time well.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell, and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion Offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.